One, of course, the greatest thing about the future is we're in the era of big data. And management, governance, business, and virtually all aspects of our lives are going to be driven by data and how we manage data as we move forward. So the development of various platforms on which we manage, manipulate, and use big data to organize ourselves is critical and is going to be very critical as we go forward. That's why it is absolutely inconceivable to think about development post-2015 without looking at how the ICT will play a role in that framework.
And what is Kenya's priority in that future?
Broadband, ensuring that we move and enhance our broadband footprint across the country, because that is how we can achieve inclusion, that's how we can achieve participation, and that's how we can afford our people access and ensure that our people come into the global community of communication, as it were. So we're working together across the board, private sector players, we in government, through policy and legislation, to ensure that we enhance the broadband footprint in our country.
And by broadband, do you mean mobile or fixed?
Both, because in many countries in Africa, and ours is not an exception, there is necessity at the moment, because of various infrastructural development, to ensure that we work on enhancing both fixed and mobile broadband. But going into the future, because of the way technology is going, whether we are supporting shared infrastructure frameworks, mobile broadband is going to be faster, cheaper to deploy, and most importantly, of course, highly accessible. So we may have a bias towards mobile broadband, but we are also doing fixed, as it were, because we are having several programs right now working towards investing in fixed broadband.
And how is Kenya, what steps is Kenya taking in enabling its people to benefit from developments in technology?
Investing heavily in infrastructure development, ICT infrastructure development, fast through policy, mainstreaming ICTs and ensuring that ICT is mainstreamed in all our infrastructure development. Through legislation, also identifying ICT as a critical infrastructure. We are writing a law in Kenya. We are calling the Critical Infrastructure and Utilities Bill, which will make all ICT infrastructure critical, and we can protect it as a critical installation or critical aspect of our security and our economic development. And in addition to the government investing resources, we are developing frameworks through which we work with private sector players to ensure that sufficient resources go into building infrastructure across the board so that we can enhance inclusion and enhance access and, of course, affordability by our people.
Now, I know there's been talk here of Smart Africa. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that and your involvement in it.
We've come together right now, about 9 countries in the continent. We are working from this philosophy. It is very good for each of us as a country individually to develop and enhance our ICT status. But it's better to organize ourselves according to regions across Africa. But it's best to connect the continent so that we are all connected, as it were. So that it's not good enough for Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, or South Sudan, or South Africa to achieve a certain level of ICT development, because we must live in a community that is connected across the board. So partly as a way of supporting ITU's framework of Connect 2020, we want to ensure that we connect the whole continent. And Smart Africa is looking at that. And really the focus is policy, capacity building, and infrastructure development, really. When you look at the Smart Africa Manifesto, the 5 pillars can be summarized all in the 3 words that I've talked about: policy, infrastructure, and of course, capacity for our people. So we're working together to share experiences, compare notes, and share resources that we have across the continent to be able that we achieve a connectivity in the continent, and we build the capacity and uplift some of our countries on the continent that may not be at the level at which some of the others are. Because ICT is going to be a critical equalizer in enhancing development. So we are no longer talking about poverty alleviation. We are talking about enhancing connectivity as a way of building a vibrant communication community on the continent. And Smart Africa is a core focus for mobilization for this.
Finally, very briefly, what key technological innovation do you see will be make the most difference for the next 5 or 10 years?
Mobile broadband. In my view, our lives and all aspects of how we live today, and including economic transactions, are going to be transformed by mobile broadband. Whether it is through medicine, provision of education, provision of public sector services, they are all going to be affected by mobile broadband. And I keep saying that in my view, for us as a country in Kenya, our 3 objectives are broadband, broadband, broadband. Because that is the highway to inclusivity, that is the highway to participation in economic development, that is the highway to knowledge sharing and dissemination, and that is the superhighway to a knowledge-based economy as we move forward to the next decade or so.